When he took office, President Obama said that his administration would restore science to its rightful place. What do you think the rightful place of science is in this society?
Well, science... I don't know when they say, politicians say that in that way. I mean, they... If he means support for basic research, then I understand. I think support for applied research is relatively easy to get in this country still. but support for basic research is getting increasingly hard. I think there are signs of change again, but I think my statement is still true. So you have to sort of smuggle some of the basic research under the guise of not being irresponsible, but you have to agree to do both. Let's put it that way.
So you mean there's an emphasis on translational things?
Out of that, a lot of basic research has come out. But the primary reason for support of that was applications.
Yes, but I mean, the obvious point is that you can't translate something if you haven't done the basic research to begin with.
So. Yeah, but it's in the case of language processing, and this may be also true for cognition, although I don't want to go beyond my expertise too much. Sometimes the push of having to do some very large tasks brings into play certain new ideas that may not come if you are just left to yourself. It has happened in the history of science. And we see some evidence of that in the machine translation work. A lot of it is highly empirical and experimental and just based on large quantities of data and information abstracted from it. But some new ideas have come out and are being tried out now, and so they might not have come out if people were just still doing their work on a small scale. It's the scale in the kinds of applications I'm concerned with, is the scale has influenced, has produced some new techniques that we might not have considered before.